Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Global stock markets are rebounding today after that wild week of turmoil in Europe and China and a computer glitch that shut down trading for nearly 4 hours yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange. Turns out that was not enough to scare people away from buying stocks. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is here. And Marilyn, start with that shutdown. Do we know anything more today about why that happened?
Yeah, the whole thing was pretty incomprehensible yesterday, and it isn't that much clearer today. This part we know for sure. It's an exchange that's been around for more than two centuries, and it was closed for nearly 4 hours. And at first, the exchange officials were describing it as, quote, a configuration issue. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, what does that mean? So we didn't get a whole lot of information yesterday, except that it wasn't done by hackers, that it was an internal problem. And then today, the exchange took another stab at explaining it. This time, they called it, quote, the rollout of a software release that triggered a cascade of problems.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. And, you know, and the whole configuration thing. In other words, it's very technical. It's deep within their systems. It wasn't a hacker, but it's hard to understand. And that left a lot of people criticizing the exchange today. People felt that they didn't do enough to communicate, especially in this age of cyber terrorism. People wanted to know right from the get-go what was happening. You know, it was a little unnerving. But the amazing thing really yesterday is that despite this sort of poor explanation of the shutdown, investors really weren't all that panicked. Everybody just kind of went about their business.
Right. Well, and we know traders could keep trading because, as we were reminded yesterday while this was happening, the New York Stock Exchange is just one exchange of many, so they had other ways to trade. But there's been concern for a while about financial markets being tied to computers. They weren't 200 years ago, but, you know, they are now. For one thing, they go so fast, and then you have this this meltdown. So how are the markets reacting today? I mean, it sounds like you're saying people don't seem to care.
Everybody did kind of calm down because what happened yesterday was investors didn't get trapped. As you say, there's all these other ways you can turn to NASDAQ or this new thing called BATS, kind of a crazy name. But there are these private venues for trading, also called dark pools. So all of these ways that people had for workarounds made people settle down a little bit in the United States, at least. And they calmed down a bit in China. The stocks were back up. In Europe, there's more optimism about what's happening in Greece. So everything's kind of back to normal-ish. After a really scary first half of the week, it seems like everybody's kind of breathing a little easier today. Now, of course, that could change again, but for now, we've settled down.
Yeah. Well, but take a look at the, you know, the span, especially globally. We saw the markets, you know, just practically collapsing after news from, you know, China's stocks dropping and then, you know, the Greek talks. Huge swings. What do we make of that?
Well, I think the takeaway that I'm seeing from a lot of experts is, for one thing, they're reminding all of us, don't panic when you're making investment decisions. Think about the long term. On any given day, there's so much volatility. It's such a big and crazy world. Stuff happens. But if you're investing, try to take a long view and don't get freaked out too much on any given one day. And this is something else that we learned is that, as I said, there are all these workarounds that the computer systems have, in a sense, given us more stability because there's 50 different ways to do just about anything. You can skin a cat all sorts of ways these days.
Including leave your lover. But that's another segment. Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor for NPR. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.